Sonata for a Good Man, written by Filio Mitha and read by Eos Rose. Draymond watched Helpman Beisler walk down the street, an ordinary man, indistinguishable from the other passers-by, and turned away. He didn't know what he wanted to say, didn't know whether he wanted to say anything. It wasn't until he returned home that he understood what the problem was. He wasn't a speaker. He was a writer, and he had Weisler's address. A letter was the obvious answer. 9 burned drafts, 3 cigarettes, and a measure of vodka later, a letter was seeming as impossible as speech. He couldn't write any of the things he most wanted to say, and everything else seemed pointless. "How dare you listen to us in bed?" And, "Do you regret it?" And, "Please don't ever become a playwright," but mostly, why? Contemplating that why, his imagination supplied possible answers. Had Weisler always had doubts? Had he saved others before but finally been caught this time? Or had he changed as Draymond had changed, as he saw what Draymond saw, a system that should have brought happiness and peace instead of breaking good men between its teeth? Question after question, all so intimate, questions a man might hesitate before asking his closest friend. And Weisler was a stranger to him, seen only through his dull, prosaic, repetitive reports. But Weisler knew him more closely than anyone, through his one-way mirrors, and the imbalance was discomforting. He wanted to know Weisler as he knew his characters, as Weisler knew him. He looked at the embers of the last draft smoldering in the fire and shook his head. He could no more write a letter than he could speak to Weisler. What he had to say was more complicated than that. Draymond stared into the flames for a long time. Then he sat back and began to write again. The end.